Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked before about Tesla selling cars directly to consumers and how that tends to upset both the car companies and the politicians who are trying to help out the car companies. So in Michigan, for instance, they actually were passing legislation to make it illegal for the car companies to sell cars directly to consumers. And that legislation was being pushed by the manufacturers. And you say, well, Steve, why would the manufacturers push that legislation? Well, they're stuck with the model of having dealerships. There's not much they can do about that. So knowing that they couldn't compete directly with Tesla in that manner, they just try to get the legislation to keep Tesla out. So a lot of states have done things to keep Tesla from setting up shops in their state because the shops Tesla would set up would be showrooms to sell vehicles directly to consumers. So Tesla, very creative, came up with a way around this in New Mexico. It's brilliant. Douglas, Keith, Caleb all sent it from the Santa Fe, NewMexican.com website. Tesla opens a sales, service, delivery center at Nambe Falls Travel Center. Now, you might say, but Steve, how is that ingenious? Well, you got to see where the travel center is. New Mexico now has a Tesla sales, service, and delivery center for its cars, even though state law prohibits auto manufacturers from selling directly to customers. So again, they're doing this in New Mexico, but the law says they can't do it in New Mexico. Well, what they've done is they put the center at the new Tesla Center at Nambe Falls Travel Center in a former casino. You can buy a vehicle, drive it home, and have it serviced there. And of course, you go, oh, a casino. You should be able to figure this out now. The announcement made at a ribbon-cutting ceremony recently was attended by dignitaries. It was applauded as the first agreement of its kind between the company and a sovereign native entity. It was a cooperative effort between Tesla and the Pueblo, said one dignitary, who added negotiations took place a year ago. But it didn't take long to come to terms. So Tesla is putting the sales and service center within the dotted line that is New Mexico. But they're putting it on ground that's considered sovereign because it belongs to the natives. It does not belong to the state of New Mexico. Tesla does not franchise its sales, service, and delivery centers as dealerships, which are company-owned. But Nambe Pueblo are not beholden to state restrictions against Tesla's sales and service presence. Tesla has only 65 sales and service centers in 24 states, according to the company's own website. 10 states, including New Mexico and Texas, ban direct sales, and others limit the number of stores. So New Mexico already has 1,800 registered Teslas on the road, over 360 in Santa Fe County, and those cars presumably were bought out of state and then brought in. And a lot of people do that. And so one of the weird things about this, it's the big car companies are fighting against Tesla as if they can win this battle. They know they can't. Because if people want to buy the cars, people will go buy the cars. Making it more difficult means they can't sell as many cars. And all they're doing is they're basically stalling the future. They're basically putting it off. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But unfortunately, there's not much they can do about this move in New Mexico, where Tesla has put their service and sales center on land that is technically within a reservation. This changes everything for owners, said the founder and president of the Tesla Owners Club of New Mexico. There's even a Tesla Owners Club of New Mexico, despite the fact that you couldn't legally buy one there. It's going to help improve electric vehicle sales, he said. People can go and get test drives, which has never happened here. It's a gigantic thing for New Mexico. It's such a significant milestone. Until now, the Tesla owners in New Mexico had to go either to Colorado Springs, El Paso, or Arizona for service, or Tesla might send a technician to your place, but it's still a little inconvenient. Cars also had to be shipped to a buyer or picked up out of state. So it was more complicated and convoluted. The comparison up until now is to get your car fixed, you had to think of hotel reservations and possibly a multi-day stay, says the guy from the Tesla Club. You didn't get a reservation for Thursday or Friday because they might not get to your car and then you would have to wait until the next week. Santa Fe residents had to take their Tesla Model Y Performance to El Paso when it broke down because the company required it to go to the nearest repair facility. They said that it's just convenient to have a service center nearby. The Tesla Center has two service bays, a wash bay, and a gallery. Potential buyers will be able to demo a vehicle. There isn't a dedicated sales office, but sales can be done on-site, while most Teslas are actually sold online to begin with. Now, in 2019, a senator in Albuquerque sponsored the so-called Tesla bill, which would have allowed non-franchised car manufacturers to sell and service their vehicles in New Mexico. That senator said the state's auto dealers opposed the legislation. Imagine that. Because car manufacturers can only sell their automobiles through franchises in New Mexico, car dealerships have become incredibly valuable, he said. These are licenses to print money. Again, this is a senator talking. If you have the Ford dealership in Santa Fe or Albuquerque, you're guaranteed to have a nice living because customers have to come to you. They can't go anywhere else. It's not exactly a monopoly because there could be two dealerships in one community, but they limit the franchises so that they maintain highly profitable relationships with their franchisors. Tesla's distribution model, which eliminates franchises altogether, raised concerns for traditional dealerships, he said. And meanwhile, the bill he proposed didn't get out of committee. It didn't get out of committee. Now, I've mentioned before, Tesla, as far as I can tell, pays almost nothing for advertising. They get their advertising by being newsworthy. And every time Elon Musk turns around, it seems they get publicity. It's a brilliant strategy if you can do it. And there have been other companies like this that have gotten publicity that's the equivalent of advertising. I also suspect Tesla is not paying off politicians the way the big three are and the other car makers. Because everyone knows that when someone proposes a common sense bill that gets killed in committee, it's because a bunch of people on that committee just happen to get a bunch of money put in their reelection campaign coffers by some big donors who are connected to car dealerships or car manufacturers. I mean, it's sad. I mean, this is the way it works. It's sad, and that is what happens. So the local dealers weren't keen to have Tesla come in because they don't make much money on the sale of cars. They make their money on the guaranteed warranties and the servicing that has to be done through them. That's where the real profitability of the dealership comes from. So he said he was happy to hear Tesla had found a way to do business in New Mexico by partnering with a sovereign entity. It's a clever idea, he said. I think they found a way around it. So right now, if you are in New Mexico and you've wanted to buy a Tesla, but you were worried about having to go to another state to do it or go online and do it and work out the logistics, it turns out that there is actually going to be a Tesla center at Nambe Falls Travel Center in a former casino, which is, of course, on land owned by the natives, and therefore it is a sovereign piece of land. Even though it is within the bounds of New Mexico, what happens there is actually governed and regulated by the natives, by them themselves. They don't have to kowtow to the state government or the wacky rules that have been pushed on state governments by the big three and other car companies. So I keep mentioning the big three, and I know some people are going to get offended by that for some odd reason. But I can tell you that in Michigan, the huge fight that took place, it was largely the big three. And I know the other car makers were probably involved also, but it seemed to me that the most boisterous and loud opponents of Tesla were the big three. They're the big lumbering dinosaurs of the automotive world right now. They're out of touch, they're out of date, and I think that this is going to work. A couple of years ago when Tesla first showed up, there were people who said, oh, the company's not going to survive. Ignore them. They'll go away. And then as they kept surviving and not going away, the car companies actually began to be a little concerned about them. And they're doing everything they can. Everything they can. It's a losing battle. It is an absolute losing battle. But at this point, the car companies aren't thinking we're going to win by keeping them out. They're thinking to themselves, we're going to win by dragging this out to the point where, yeah, eventually they'll sell cars everywhere in America through their own sales and service centers. They'll do that eventually. But we can make it as long and painful a process as possible as a way to support our dealerships and our current antiquated sales model. So it's a fascinating story. Tesla has found their way around this by, in essence, putting their dealership on a reservation in New Mexico. So the story is from the Santa Fe, New Mexican.com. And Tiva Vitu and Daniel Chacon wrote it. And it's a fabulous article. Douglas, Keith, and Caleb sent it. Tesla opens sales, service, delivery center at Nambe Falls Travel Center, skirting the prohibitions on setting up direct sales centers for automobiles in New Mexico. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. We don't live to eat and make money. We eat and make money to be able to enjoy life.